yellow, I say, should say yolk and white.
Same difference.
What about different ways of preparing eggs that you can tell me about?
Well, there's just the plain, what you might call a fried egg, sunny side up, the scramble, the poached, the boiled. That's about it.
I got it.
That's about it. Now, if you're talking to my daughter, she goes into egg Benedict and all of that jazz,
fancy
but
stuff.
That's uptown.
What about the, you know, this meat that people like to eat for breakfast, slice?
Bacon.
Or what about something else, you know, that comes in patties or links?
Sausage, you have it. And of course, there's always ham that you get, either sliced or in the whole piece. Do your own slicing.
Talking about bacon, you know, if you wanted to buy a lot of it and not have it sliced, you'd say you buy a whole
slab
of bacon.
Or a side.
Is that the same thing as what some people call the middling? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I should think so. Now, what is your dry salt that you buy to boil with? And is that a middling?
I'm not sure, to be true. You mean like boil with your greens?
Of course, I use the same bacon, the slab bacon. I use that for my seasoning. Once in a while, I'll buy what we call dry salt. But you see, when you're restricted of salt, you have to shy around things like that because the dry salt is real fatty. Some people call that fatback, and it is really salty.
I know what you mean. I used to work in a meat packing plant when I was in junior high school, and I had to salt that stuff down.
Yes, and you put lots and lots of it on it.
What about, you know, if you wanted to cut some bacon off that slab, you have that real tough edge on it?
Yeah,
know?
That's a rind or the skin.
I guess, is bacon, bacon's not the only meat that you could have smoked, is it now?
Oh, no. We have a place here in town that smokes turkeys, smokes hams, chickens, ribs. He has just what you might call a, in a smokehouse, but he, you know, he sells smoked foods.
Well, say, if your meat has been kept too long, you'd say it's done what?
It's turned rancid. That's my word for it. I don't know what the other people might call it.
Would that all mean that it's spoiled?
Not necessarily. Now, if it's spoiled, then you would put it in a class of spoiled meat, which is past using. But now you can use this old meat that has gotten what we might say stale in our figure of speech as of today.
It's still edible.
And it's still, it still has a, you can work with it and kind of tone it down.
Well, what about butter that's been kept too long?
It's the same way, but I have never been able to do anything with butter that has been kept too long. You see, butter picks up other odors, and particularly if you have a cantaloupe in your refrigerator, that goes into the butter, and I've never been able to do anything with that, but it's still called stale butter or old butter.
Have you ever heard anybody describe the taste of butter that's like that, it's funky?
Yes, I have. I surely have. Of course, teenagers now use that word an awful lot.
Yeah, it's acquired another meaning.
Another meaning. It's something that's no good or something that bothers them.